And Father, thank you this morning for the opportunity of going into another area of faith. I give you the glory and the praise and the honor for what be wrought. The Holy Spirit, you the seer, you the hearer, you the speaker, you the revealer. I yield to you this morning. I yield to you spirit, soul, and body. You can use my senses if you want. Whatever you want to do up in this house today. But I'm going to the word and I'm trusting you. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit. And so we're thankful this morning for this service. Thank you for all who are attending, all who are online, locked in here and around the world, that they be blessed and their families be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Open back to 1 Timothy. These two verses, I think, are going to open a whole new avenue of the revelation, the application, and the amplification, and the manifestation and demonstration of faith. All of those aspects of faith, I think, is about to unfold to us by understanding deeper dimension of the mysteries of faith. Now, faith is infinitum. Faith is unlimited. Faith is supernatural when you apply it properly. So these two verses is a sort of foundational to us as we say to you. We talked about this whole series is how to fully live in the realm of faith. How to fully live in the realm of faith. And as I said earlier, it's infinitum, so it's unending. So revelation of faith to the church, to the believer, must come daily. It must be open. There's no stop sign in faith. There's no place you can get in faith that you can't go no further. Faith is pregnant with more all the time, more, more, more. And so apostolically, today, I was called to be an apostle. I was minding my own business. I was passionate and happy. But my wife and I was off on a trip, and the Lord said, I call you to be an apostle. So apostolically unfolding the mysteries of faith. Apostolically unfolding the mysteries of faith. Let's read these two verses for foundation. There, we read the first one in 1 Timothy 2, 9. 1 Timothy 2, 9. Hold then the mystery, and I underline the word mystery, the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. Now, two things involved here. Three things. You holding it, you making sure that you don't turn your faith loose, no matter what's going on, no matter what you feel, no matter what facts say, no matter what nobody else say, you stay with your faith. So holding means sticking with faith no matter what the weather look like. But then it says also the mystery. So faith seemed to me having an avenue of revelation all the time. Mm-hmm. See, now we're talking about, 2 Corinthians 4:13 talks about the spirit of faith. So we're talking about faith in the spirit, that natural human faith. We're talking about faith that comes from God that has to be revealed to you of what step you should take to abide in that faith. For that word holding mean abiding too. Like they say, if you abide in me, my word abide in you, that's faith abiding. See, the word faith is in the word, but here's another higher dimension here. Here's a revelation here. Faith not only is in the word, but faith is a product of truth.
Yep.
That's truth is when a word has become real to you. And you're not just quoting the Bible. It become a validated supernatural truth in your heart and in your mind and in your conscience and in your soul. Then you can operate in it in power. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? So then faith cometh by hearing truth. Now that's another level. That's another level. See, you can hear the word, but it has not been revealed to you by the Holy Spirit that it's true.
Yes, sir.
See, faith that sets you free got to come through the truth.
That's right.
See, I think truth, I would say truth is an alive word to you. That God has actually spoken that word to your heart. And then you can operate on it stronger. But I love this verse, holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. Now, I brought the conscience in there. When the conscience brought in there, it means we talk very little about faith addressing our soul. This is a new subject. Faith addressing our soul. Faith has the capability of addressing our conscience. He has the ability to address our mind. Faith has the ability to address our imagination.
Yes, sir.
Faith has the ability to address our feeling.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Faith can change your feeling.
Yes, sir.
We got to stop letting feeling change our faith. Faith can change your feeling. See, so men have taught faith. Thank God for all the good teaching on faith. But we left the soul out.
Uh-huh.
In both verses we read this morning, talking about the conscience, you have to be alive and well and conscious of faith in your soul, in your inner man, in your heart. See, the Bible talk about your heart. The Bible said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart. That means love the Lord thy God with all your soul. So the soul has to be involved. If you cannot operate, here we go. You cannot operate in faith unconscious.
Yeah. Come on.
Unconscious of the supernatural. Unconscious of God, unconscious of Jesus, unconscious of the Holy Spirit, unconscious of the kingdom of God, unconscious of heaven backup. You cannot operate in faith unconscious. You can't just say, I'm out here. No, you got to have them thinking about faith. Faith got to be on your mind. You got to renew your mind to be able to coordinate and cooperate with faith. Are you following me? So a lot of time we think we're operating in faith. We got the word, but we don't have the truth. Now, the truth is in the word, but it has to be revealed to you. See, you can't get excited about the word as much as you get excited about truth.
That's right.
Now, the word is truth, but you haven't arrived until the Holy Spirit bring you there. When it becomes truth, you're free. Don't care what things look like. Don't care who called it. Don't care what they're saying. You don't make you no difference. I got this. And see, that's the mystery of faith. The mystery of faith, I have not, in my 47 years of walking in faith, heard anybody bring the conscience into this setting, bringing the soul. I think the soul plays a major part. We are born again in our spirit, but in this life, to operate in faith, I believe apostolically, we need to have a revelation of faith in our soul.
Yeah, that's right.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me? So holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. Mystery there. Boy, I want to get into it, but let's go back to the 19th verse in the first chapter now. But these two verses are dancing together. Holding faith in the 19th verse, 1 Timothy 1:19. Holding faith in a good conscience. That word conscience again, you see. What some haven't put away concerning faith. Now, could it be they have put their soul on the side, put their conscience on the side concerning faith, and now faith cannot function fully like it want to operate because they're keeping it all spiritual and not recognizing that the soul is our mean of tying in to our spirit?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So that's why it's not exciting. Faith not exciting because we got a dead conscience. We got a soul that is not cooperating, and we can't pick up the thrill. We can't pick up the fullness of it. Because we're not thinking about it. We just won't act. See, we're acting in faith without thinking.
Wow.
See, you got to think when you're operating in faith.
That's right.
You got to think about how big your God is, how faithful he is, how he never failed, how historically and mystery-wise, how many people he have delivered.
Yeah.
But now I need him in reality.
Yeah.
See, realm, the history realm, the mystery realm. But now, present tense realm, it's a realm. I need him in my realm. I don't need him just in Daniel realm. I don't need him just in Job realm. I need him in Leroy realm. I need to see the miracles and power that faith carried for all of us. So you see, you live in a history of faith and forfeit the mysteries of faith. And then by doing that, you miss the reality of faith. Come on, talk to me. History, mystery. See, you got to get a revelation of the history, of the mystery, but then you want a revelation of the reality of faith right here, right now, in this pandemic, right here when they say everybody going to die, right here when they say the government don't know what to do, right here when the medicine don't know what to do, right here when you know God is above medicine, above government, above pandemic, above this virus.
That's right.
That's what we need right now. I need to know my God right now. I don't need no heaven God. I don't need no God yesterday. I need a God operating right now, right here, right now, telling me that everything is all right.
That's right. Powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful.
I don't need no yesterday God today.
Yes, sir.
See? Now I'm going to show them unfold something to you all.
Yes, sir.
You say, holding faith in a good conscience, I mean, verse 19, which some have having put away.
Yes,
having put away concerning faith.
Wow.
They put it away. Look at the next step. What's the next step then when they put it away? What was the next step? Shipwreck. So many people in the church living shipwrecked life, not because they're bad people, it's because they're not attending to faith properly.
Yes, sir.
And that's my job this morning, to bring you, Word of Life Christian Center, and all my partners and body connected with us to know how to apostolically attend to faith. See, the real teaching of faith came out of apostolic anointing. I don't care what man said about that theologian going hollering, but it came out. I've seen it, and God pulled that cover back for me. And that's some of the things. Let me read this to you, and it might show you better what the Lord revealed to me. I want you to write this down. You never heard it before. The apostolic governing factors of faith. The apostolic governing factor of faith. I believe that level hasn't been touched a whole lot. You see, because that apostolic anointing take you to another level. After being called by God to be an apostle, greater areas of revelation begin to open in all biblical truth to a higher level.
Yes, sir.
Apostolic revelation flows clearly to the apostolic anointing. So I'm teaching from an apostolic level to the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Believing to tap into many mysteries of faith unfold at a deeper level.
Yes, sir.
Somebody be here with me. Come on, congregation. Y'all say something. Y'all be here with me, because we're about to go to a new level of faith. You're going to operate different after these master faith classes.
Yes,
you're going to operate different. Let me show you why. Help me, Holy Ghost. Go to Ephesians chapter 3, for I give you a drop of revelation on you. But go to Ephesians chapter 3. I'm going to show you what's happening here. The Lord, I was in the office a few minutes ago. He said, add this to your text. Read this out so they'll know that I'm taking you somewhere that's going to make them strong and more efficient.
Yes,
amen? They don't mind that, right?
Amen.
In my little Bible, in Ephesians chapter 3, right above my large caption, it says, the mystery made known. The mystery made known. Now, everybody who listens to me is going to operate at a higher dimension of faith. Whether you're a pastor, whether whoever you are, you're going to operate at a higher dimension of faith, because we're unfolding the mysteries of faith in another anointing. Notice Ephesians 3, beginning at verse 1. This verse is just to open up a whole new arena for us. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you. Now, there's a grace in faith that have not been revealed yet. There's a harmonious functioning of faith and grace that the body of Christ needs to know about. It's actually, you listening? It's actually, oh, wow, what I'm about to say something. It's actually faith and favor walking down the street together in your life. See, grace. Grace. See, faith can't operate fully without grace. And so it said Jesus was full of grace and truth. That's what the scripture said. So here in this teaching, I want you to recognize that faith and favor walking together, talking about your situation. And they're both powerful enough to make it happen. From now on, from now on, faith and favor gonna walk in my situation. Y'all listen to me out there? Faith and favor. Whatever you're dealing with this morning, whatever it looked like not gonna work out, I'm telling you right now, because you tune in and because the Holy Ghost is upon this meeting today, your faith and favor is walking through your house, all in your bedroom. Faith and favor. Go in your bathroom. Watch, I bet you in there. Faith and favor is in your bathroom waiting on you. Glory to God. And so if you understand this, if you don't get in them little who is the biggest battle and be high-minded and let Revelation come in, it'll change your life, man. It'll change your life. Revelation trying to come in the body of Christ right now, not just in Word of Life Prison Center. I know Word of Life going to walk in it because they respect me. But there's so many other people need to hear this.
Yes, right.
You see, your faith have not been working because you don't have enough favor connected to it. You don't have enough revelation of favor. You got revelation of favor, but you don't have enough revelation of grace. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, my Lord, I don't want to get over that. Jesus, help me. I ain't going there. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentile, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you, what? How that by what?
Revelation.
See, so we're talking about revelation. He made known unto me the what?
Mystery.
Whenever you're going to deal with mystery, what you need? Revelation. Revelation. So if we're going to deal with the mystery of faith, we need what? Revelation of faith. You mean to tell me there's more to know about faith? Pastor, you telling me there's some more to know? Yes, absolutely. Because, for lack of a better word, well, God's word is unlimited. And see, we've had our faith teaching and think we done put the block on faith.
Come on, sir.
And faith screaming, stop robbing me. I can go further than this.
Yes, sir.
So your life must and should change this morning as you see faith behind the mystery walls.
Yes, sir.
There's some mystery walls that have been drawn around faith that nobody else can teach it no further. But the Lord sent me here this morning to tell you, down here in a little country town called Darrow, faith can go further.
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, just the idea of faith and favor walking down the street holding hands in my life is enough. Because what faith can't touch, favor said, look, I got it.
Yes, sir.
That's how I got saved.
Yes, sir.
Faith couldn't get me saved by itself.
Yes, sir.
But favor came in. God said, for God so loved the world. That's favor. So favor caught a hold of faith and brought me into the family of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't see it.
Yes, sir.
Let me try to get where I was going. Verse 4. Whereby you, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages, verse 5, was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostle and prophet by the Spirit. You see that? Now, let me give you an example of this, why this is going to be so vivid and so clear when the Lord starts showing us some things, more deeper things about faith. You have two carpenters and a bricklayer. Okay? Two carpenters and a bricklayer. One of the carpenters got a question about a house he's working on the roof. He's trying to get it straight, and he's trying to get it straight. Two carpenters and a bricklayer.
Yes, sir.
Who you think that carpenter gonna go talk to? The bricklayer?
No,
you're gonna talk to the other carpenter, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, I want you to know in the spirit, there are different levels in the spirit.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
And that you might could lay bricks.
Yes, sir.
But when it comes down to carpenter work,
yeah,
we need to talk to a carpenter.
Yes, sir.
So what we're doing here apostolically on faith,
yes,
we're not going just to a pastor.
I got you, sir.
Or a teacher.
Yeah. I got you, sir.
The Lord is ready to, oh my God, I want to pray in tongues. The Lord is ready to take this thing to another level.
That's right.
I mean, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So you see that he revealed to the prophet and the apostle, right?
Yes, sir.
You saw that, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, now let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Chapter 6. I'm going to give you two words when I get there. Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to read a verse that is familiar to you, but in the territory that we're going now, it's going to take us to another level. And I know the enemy don't want me to teach this because he got me with the wrong verse. Ha, ha, ha. But I caught him.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians 6:16. And I want you to write two words down. Provision and protection.
Yes, sir.
Provision and protection. That's the two side. You must learn how to use both sides of your faith and make them one.
Yes, sir. That's good, sir.
See, provision and protection. See, faith not just for provision.
Yes, sir.
Faith is designed for protection.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't know that other side, you'll just be using faith one-sided.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, faith protects you and holds you while you're believing for something.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Faith holds the enemy pressure or worry, fear, anxiety, all the stress. Faith holds it all because you're trusting the Lord with all your heart.
Yes,
lean not to your own understanding. Not in all your way, and he'll direct your prayer. See, faith holds that all.
Yeah.
Faith holds fear all. Faith holds worry all. Because you're in this predicament, you have not physically seen no change. But by faith,
yeah,
and through faith,
yeah,
you caught in things that be not as though they were. And you know they must come, but right now.
Yeah.
I don't have no evidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
So faith step in right there and push everything back and say, hold up.
Yeah.
He headed somewhere. She headed somewhere. They're working on something.
Yeah.
Don't you bother them more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gee. So people are operating in faith, but they don't have the shield of faith up.
Wow.
During the transaction, faith is a protection when you got a transaction going on. Anybody hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Huh? See, right now, some of y'all believing for something, but you got to have your faith working on both sides. Faith is in the process of manifesting what you're believing for.
Yes, sir.
But at the same time, that boy ain't come home yet. That girl ain't acting right yet. Money's not right yet. Your body not acting right yet. So you turn here to the other side of faith and bring it in.
Yes, sir.
Bring it in so it can protect you, so it can hold your mind in place.
Yes.
See, you can't have a natural mind and operate in faith. You got to have a supernatural mind and operate in faith. Are you following me?
Yes.
So say both sides of faith. See, the call is called that you operate on both sides. Faith is not just getting something.
Yes, sir.
Faith is holding something in place,
yes,
or holding you from falling apart till the something arrives.
Yes.
So let me condalashaya. Above all, Ephesians 6:16, teaching apostolic and unfolding the mysteries of faith.
Yes, sir.
Above all, taking the shield of faith. And why he said above all? Because nothing else going to work properly without the shield of faith to protect you while it get there.
Right.
Above all, he said. He said above all. He talked about righteousness, but he said above all, taking the shield of faith where we should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Yes, sir.
That's where the problem come in at. You believe in God for something and the enemy shoot another dart at you.
Yes, sir.
Break something else down. Mess something else up. But you got to have that shield of faith up. You still here?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I got to work this slowly and carefully, so any hecklers who come up going to drown in their own mistakes. Who am I? Oh my. First Corinthians 14, 2. Now, that might not seem like this is going to be related to what we're talking about, but I want you to hear it. For he that speaketh an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Here we go. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. How be in the spirit? So when you're praying in tongue, you're diving deeper into the mysteries of faith.
That's right. Yeah. Wow.
Go to Jude. You cannot operate in faith in your senses alone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praying in the Spirit got something to do with this, because notice it in Jude 19. You cannot operate in faith by your senses, by statistic, by the system, or by the situation. Talk to me. You can't, the situation cannot be alive when you're operating on faith. You got to move beyond that situation into another realm called the spirit realm. Can I talk to you this morning? Now, these be they, 19 verse, who separate themselves sensual, having not the spirit. Now, I told you 2 Corinthians 4:13 said, we talk about the spirit of faith, and here we're about to talk about building up on your most holy faith. We know that's in the realm of the spirit. So he said, how you get out of this? Verse 20 said, but ye beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So praying in the Holy Ghost has something to do with my faith. Because my faith is in a certain realm. My faith is in the realm of the Spirit. So if I'm praying in the Spirit, I'm where my faith is. Right? Huh? So now listen. And then I'm going to start spitting a lot of things out in these last 25, 30 minutes. I'm gonna start spitting some things out that I want you to have that the Lord gave me. We often read that 20th verse, but you got to go to the 21st verse. Faith which worketh by love. Now about is these three, hope, faith, and love. The greater of these is love in 1 Corinthians 13:13. He said, when you're praying in the spirit and you're getting real faith, You're building yourself up in love. He says, 21st verse is keeping yourself in the love of God. So praying in tongue and keeping in mercy, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. I just go on and on, man, and have compassion and on and on and on. My God, hallelujah. All right, let me tap into a few things here that I want to give you. I wrote here in the spirit, spending time with God about this message, not only knowing the power and provision of faith, but knowing the purpose of faith. So write that in your notes sometime, somewhere, the purpose of faith. The purpose of faith. The Holy Spirit wants to unfold the mystery of faith in the realm of apostolic government. The Holy Spirit wants to unfold the mysteries of faith in the realm of apostolic government. It is time that you continually know how to do exploit with your faith. Exploit, make full use of and derive benefits from. Make full use. Time for you to make full use of your faith. Let me read that for you now. Time that you continue to know how to do exploit, make full use of your faith, and derive benefit from it that is not normal, not natural, not man-wise. Hallelujah. to do exploit with your faith. Explosive faith is knocking on our doors in these times. Explosive faith is knocking on our doors in these times. You must walk in a revelation of faith that is never ended, always ready to take you to another level. You understand that? Faith has no stopping point, all right? Opening of the divine mystery, divine coded secret of faith. The divine mystery, divine coded secret of faith. Moving from history of faith to the mysteries of faith, to the understanding of faith, to the bold operation of faith in all things. Now, that'll be on the tape for you to go over. There's a lot of stuff. But the Lord spoke that to my spirit while I was, he was teaching me about unfolding the mystery of faith. And now, so I'll walk you through a few things and I'll close. You must learn how to use faith or use both sides of your faith and make them one. Provision and protection, right? Now, if you're going to fight the good fight of faith, you're going to have to know faith is a protector too. Faith is not just a provider. Faith, the shield of faith, and Psalm 5:12 talk about the shield of favor. The shield, you wearing it, and those shields were not no little shield. Them shields cover the whole body. Are you following me? All right, now, I'm going to go kind of fast now because I want you to catch a few things. Faith secures the benefits of God. Faith secures the benefits of God. Hebrews 11:6. Faith shields from the enemy's attack. Faith seals, S-E-A-L-S, the truth on its inside. And therefore, faith seals the truth on the inside of you and me, or you and I. Faith causes you to stand in a sure place. All faith missions are possible. All faith missions are possible. Now you got the provider and the protector in your faith. You got the, bro, I'm so glad, Word of Life, you have the provider and the protector.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So right now we got the shield of faith up. Until this thing clears up, we holding the shield of faith up in a special way, knowing that we're protected, right? And you could look at Mark 11:22-23, have faith in God. Very, very, I said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, that faith missions are possible. Faith purpose is to please God.
Yes, sir.
Listen to this, next one. Faith never can be kept in prison because of no situation. Faith never, that mean I can't. I'm with faith, me. You see what I'm saying? So faith, no matter what come up, no matter what fact, no matter what attack come up, faith can't be kept in prison. Faith walks out and you don't even know there's a problem.
Come on, sir.
A real man, a real woman walking in faith, they don't go by around telling everybody what they're dealing with. They just deal with it.
Yes, sir.
Point said, look at that point, said, man, you always happy. You always got it going. You just don't know. But I'm not telling you because you can't do nothing about it. But make it worse.
Yes,
you're going to go tell somebody else. So I told the Lord, I ain't telling you nothing. I'm happy. How you doing? Now, this one may seem elementary, what I'm about to say now. But we've shifted in a great dimension about faith affiliation with truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Faith affiliation with truth. See, truth can hold you. So faith platform is the word of truth. faith platform, that word have become true to you. Not just something you read out the scripture, that word have come alive to you. It become John 6:63 words to you. It become spirit and life to you. It become a revelation. It become a realm. It become a rhythm to you. You got that word. Faith promotion, are you listening? Overrides all obstacles. Come on, I'll give you a few more things. Feed in your faith on a daily basis. Don't forget to feed your faith. Don't feeding your faith on a daily basis is like reading a map trying to get where you're going.
Yes, sir.
So don't forget to feed your faith. All the time you're not going to feel like reading the Bible. But we're not trying to feed no feeling now.
Yes, sir.
You're feeding your faith. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Come on, somebody say amen. Somebody stand up here. Y'all been sitting down long enough. Y'all all in your nightgown and stuff. Dressed. I got to get all dressed up to come out here to be drove in the rain. Always operate. Come on, I want y'all to hear this now. Always operate in fresh faith. I want to scream. I want to hum a little bit. Fresh faith. Always, yeah. Just don't go. Don't get no. You don't like stale bread. What to do with this, Lord? Not what I did yesterday or yesteryear, but I need some fresh faith. Always operate in fresh faith. And then, well, we'll read these two scriptures to get us. Turn to Psalm 5:12. Psalm 5:12. I'm about to tell you something about faith. And turn to Luke 2:40 and 52. Those three scriptures you're going to read. Hold that right there. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How, Lord? With favor. Will thou compass him as with a shield. So in other words, God said, I'm going to wrap the righteous in my favor. Say it, I'm wrapped in God's favor.
I can't go down.
No, you can't. How you go down? You're wrapped in God's favor at your house. I wrap your home in favor right now. All in your yard. Every member of Word of Life, I'm wrapping you. I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're in a house or an apartment or a trailer or whatever. I don't care if you're sleeping in a car. I wrap it in favor. Jesus' name. No favor on you. You, wherever you need to be, wherever you need to go, you're going to get there. Hallelujah. Before I get his point, go to Luke 2 now. Luke 2:40. I want you to see these things. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace or the favor of God was upon him. Say, the favor of God is upon me. And my faith activated. All right. Look at verse 52.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Talk about Jesus now. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So now every person under the sound of my voice, you don't only have favor with God. I'm pronouncing on you, you have favor with man. Men go open doors for you. God's going to touch men's heart to do things for you out of the ordinary. During these times. Here's the point. Keep your faith wrapped in favor. Keep your faith wrapped in grace. Keep your faith wrapped in the fact that it's already done. No matter how it look, whatever the book says is mine, is mine. So the situation is not going to change it. The attack Not going to change it. The obstacles that I'm dealing with, not going to change it. The report from the weatherman, the report from the news media, the report from different hierarchies is not going to change the fact that this book still stands. I'm standing on this book, man. They sort of want to put this book down on a level with all the other books, but I got news for them, baby. I got news for them. This book here by itself. Every other book came from this book. Yeah. Science never created nothing.
Come on, son. Come on. That's true.
Internet never created nothing. They had to get something from God. Something say they never created nothing. They must realize they're under God. Everything and everybody. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how. I got to talk to you this morning. You under God.
Yes, sir. Amen. Talk to us,
sir. That's right. Come on.
Some of them think they're high in God. Keep your faith flowing, I'm almost through, in the higher power.
Yes, sir.
Real faith must be fulfilled by love. I heard this, and this is a good one, because you could think you're operating in faith, but I'm going to tell you right now, from now on, you're going to know whether you're operating in faith, what I'm about to tell you. Love is also the filter of faith. Yes, love is the filter of faith.
Filter.
Yeah, yeah, love, love, love keep trash out of faith. Yes, love keep you from thinking you're operating in faith and you're not.
Yes.
See?
That's good, sir.
Mm-hmm. So may you yield your faith at all times to His grace, mercy, and goodness, and glory. May you yield your faith at all times to His grace, mercy, goodness, and glory. You just look at Hebrews 4:16 in your time. That's it. I don't want to take none of this home with me because I got to hold up. What is faith? It is the power of God in action.
Yes, sir.
Where faith come from? The word of God.
Yes, sir.
What's the secret of having and keeping strong faith? Well, that's in Romans chapter 4. You find out becoming fully persuaded. Where is your faith right now?
Yes,
in your life situation. Oh, I got to work with that. Turn to Luke 8. I'll close with that. Turn to Luke 8. Where is your faith right now in your life situation? Mm-hmm. Yeah, where's your faith right now? You know, we talk about revelation, but what am I doing right now, Rev? Where's your faith right now? What is your situation right now? What you need the word of God to work for you on right now? I mean, we can get happy in church and clap our hands, but after a while, we're going to be by ourselves.
Yeah.
Look with me here. Luke 8. Mm-hmm. Man, Luke 8. Luke 8, I'm going to close that. Jesus calmed the waters. But what's so beautiful about this text is Jesus looked at him and said, where your faith at? You could have did this. What you operating in? I gave you faith.
Yes, sir.
Why you not using it?
Yes, sir.
That is, I gave you faith. Why you not using it?
Yes, sir.
You don't need to call Reverend so-and-so.
Yes, sir.
I gave you faith.
Yes, sir.
You can stop the stone.
Yes, sir.
Sam Powell. Watch this. I read and close. Luke 8, 22. And it came to pass at a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, what? Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. See, the Lord never started nothing he can't finish.
That's good.
And they launched forth. They didn't hear that. See, so they didn't catch their faith. Their faith didn't catch that. Oh, my. The faith didn't catch that word. See, he gave them the word, let us go over onto the other side of the lake. Doesn't matter what's happening now. It doesn't matter what come up. Here's a lesson on faith that I want to give you now. You believe from, not to.
Yes, sir. That's good.
When you got God's word on it, you go to what you're believing for and stay there. Yes, sir. All the rest of the little mess, it don't mean nothing.
Yes, sir.
You headed somewhere.
Yes, sir.
See, but if you don't go, if you don't believe from,
yes, sir.
If you don't call things that be not, now faith is something hope for and everything not seen.
Yes,
see, believing from and believing to is two different things.
Yes, sir.
Believing from, you're actually saying, I already have it.
Yes, I already have it.
Amen.
That's good.
And boy, them angels say, what? Who that believing like that? The angels say, what? Them angels be cutting things down. When that boy prayed them 21 days that they laid, that boy held on to his faith that he already had it.
Yeah.
You already got it.
That's already got it.
Woo, that's some preaching there, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Huh? Thus said the Lord, you already have it.
That's
what I come to tell you this morning. That's why I come in your home this morning. That's why I came in on your iPhone this morning to tell you already have it. It's already yours. Hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful, that promise. Oh, hallelujah. I preach myself happy. Yeah, preach myself. Preach the storm down. Shut the storm down. Let's shut the storm down. Why? But at this sail, he fell asleep. Verse 23. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, Jesus, saying, Master, Master. Now look what they said. The opposite of what he told them. He said, let us go over to the other side, didn't he?
Yes.
They said, we pray. You stop saying about that mess. Stop saying about how bad it is. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Keep saying what you know. What I've taught you. What I've taught you.
Yeah.
You're going to make it. We pray. Then he arose. Then Jesus arose and rebuked the wind. And the raging of the water, I rebuke the wind in your life today.
Uh-huh.
And I rebuke any raging factors that is in your life.
Uh-huh.
Because you tune in wherever you are.
Yeah.
I feel the power of the Holy Ghost, boy.
Yes.
Shoot, good
yes.
God Almighty. Oh, man, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Correcting some things in people's lives who tune in.
Yeah.
Changing some things, man. Come on now. And they, when he spoke to them, look at the end of verse 24. And they ceased.
Yes, sir.
And there was a calm. The next verse is the verse I want to go to close with. Y'all see the next verse? Y'all read the next verse? Read the next verse, man. Read it. Go ahead, man. Read the next verse. Read verse 25. Read verse 24. And he said to them, Where's your faith?
Yes, sir.
Where you put it at? What you did with it? Why you looking for somebody else to do it? What you did with yours? I gave you some when you came to me. Where's your faith?
Yeah.
Look at them now. And this is what happens to you when your faith is not in action. Because when faith is not there, fear comes.
Yes,
and they're being afraid. And another thing happened. See, when faith is not working right, another thing happens. You not only be fearful, you're wondering. How things gonna come out.
Yeah.
Now we can't, body of Christ.
Yeah.
We can't be wondering how this gonna come out.
Yeah.
And we can't let men tell us how this gonna come out. We gotta call this thing.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
We can't be wondering, how long it gonna be? Oh, is it ever gonna get right? Whatever it is, God got it.
Yes,
God.
But
stop being in fear and stop wondering and stop watching the doggone news three times a day. Bad news three times a day. So then faith come by hearing and hearing by bad news. Turn that doggone thing off. Somebody else died. Somebody else gonna die. Two down the street died. All that kind of stuff. Quit that fool. And he said to them, where's your faith? And they being afraid of one and saying to one another, what manner of man is this? Ooh. Ooh. Let me close. I'm trying to close, Junior.
Yes, sir.
They said, oh, my God. What manner of man is this? The same manner of man you would be if you use your faith.
Right.
I saw that in the spirit just now. You'd be, that's the manner of man. That's the manner of man he's trying to tell you about. This is a faith man.
Right.